Welcome to the Te Ara Iwatai Christchurch Coastal Pathway. My name is Hano Sander, and I'm the chair of a Coastal Pathway group. Let's start walking south, down the boardwalk, towards the Norfolk Pines. The beach will be on your left. When you've reached the pines, we're turning left and walking up to Cave Rock. Here's Alistair Hutchinson, a retired environmental policy manager and passionate local historian.
In the early 70s, this became the main swimming beach, and the surf club actually moved from the main beach at Scarborough. Because what happened was that when the channel here changed in the 1920s and the spit migrated all the way back to where it is now, what happened is the sand could no longer get across the bar to the main beach and it all eroded. I lost a hell of a lot of people in the First World War, and these were all memorials, some of the community to the various battles. So you see a different name on each of these cairns, and they had these memorial lights as well. Yeah. The tramway was built in 1888, which is extraordinary. There must have been some very influential people in Christchurch to get a tramway to Sumner, but of course there were no cars, so everyone travelled by tram. And on a Sunday, there were absolutely thousands of people come to Sumner for picnics and lemonades and all that, and all dressed up in their finery. And that occurred from 1988 till about 1945. Or 1950, you know, but then as cars became more common, the tram was less used. But there were 30 or 40 years of this sort of weekend Sunday excursions to Sumner and to a lesser extent to Brighton. And of course, the Sumner poet Dennis Glover wrote this poem for a child: Cave Rock is made of toffee and a sea of lemonade. And it goes on about the Salvation Army and the band Rotunda, because there was a band rotunda just inshore of Cave Rock, where the Salvation Army band always used to play on a Sunday. And I remember biking around it when I was young. So it was carted away and put in some council yard, and I haven't seen it since, but that was a long time ago now. The new tea rooms here. Previously there were old tea rooms, and on the roof was painted boiled water available, because all the people coming on the trams, everyone coming from town, wanted their thermoses. But what happened is, as the sea came back in here, the tea rooms, which were council-owned, became uneconomic because they kept getting flooded out with the tide coming through the floorboards. So what happened is the people who bought the lease for this, which is 30 years odd ago now, actually raised and rebuilt the whole thing about a metre higher than it was. But up till then, it was sort of a dying tea rooms, only good for ice creams, because the tide, every time we had a storm, the tide came up through the floorboards. The jetty was on the other side of this, and you'll see the end of it there. They sort of shortened it and fancied it up, but it went way out. When I was very young, in the late 40s, the band rotunda was here, and the sea came round here. The Cave Rock was called Cave Island. And then they filled that in, and they built the band rotunda, and they built the wharf. It was a big, substantial structure. And when the surf club got washed away, they actually had a wee hut on the end of the wharf for about 20 years before they built their new clubhouse at Clifton. This cave through Cave Rock, there's a photo of a very early famous settler, Barker, with his horse and carriage going through there.
Thanks for joining us. You'll find more audio guides along the pathway, including one just down the promenade.